I would like to explain the present situation of the freedom of religion and the separation of religion and government in Japan. But before that, let me explain the historical background briefly. Japan's native religion is Shinto. It has neither founder nor the Bible. Almost every local community has its own Shinto shrine in Japan. Its essence is awe of nature and ancestors. And Buddhism was officially imported in Japan from Korea in 552. And Christianity was preached to Japan by Francisco Xavier, a Spanish missionary, in 1549. However, later, the feudal law prohibited its preaching because Jehovah's supremacy conflicted with the supremacy of that law. Until 1867, Japan had closed its door to the world. So isolation was her fundamental policy for a long time. During the Edo period, that is from 1600 to 1867, the government used the Buddhism as a tool of government. I mean, the people then had to register in Buddhist temples. Therefore, temples in those days performed the function to administer family registration. Under the Meiji imperial system, that is from 1868 to 1945, Shinto was the establishment in Japan. Though, systematically speaking, the Meiji imperial constitution even guaranteed the freedom of religion. And Christianity came into Japan in those days. At the same time, Shinto was officially recognized not as a religion, but as a people's moral. And the people were compelled to embrace Shinto by the government. So actually, Shinto was the establishment. At that time, Shinto insisted the emperor, the Tenno, the emperor was a living god, but actually he lost the war. Now let me explain the present situation. Just after the defeat in the Second World War, Japan was forced to amend her constitution under the very strong guidance of USA. Under the present constitution, since 1947, the freedom of any religion and the principle of separation of government and religion have been guaranteed in Japan. Therefore, in Japan today, we can enjoy the real freedom of religion, and there is no establishment in Japan. However, needless to say, the abuses of the freedom of religion and any religious activities which conflict with the public welfare, that means the very important public interests, are prohibited by the Constitution itself. So in case of Om Shinrikyo, it means Om, the truth teaching. They claimed so. They committed a massacre in 1995, and the founder, Asahara Shoko, has been sentenced to capital punishment. and the organizations have been watched all the time by the Public Security Investigation Agency. And in case of the unification charge imported from Korea, which committed frauds to raise funds, lost many civil cases, and has been ordered refund many times. So these are the so-called self-invited dangers, I think. Excuse me. By the way, in Japan, religious organizations are given preference with tax. However, the preference is given to not all religious organizations. A voluntary organization which even pursues religious activities is not given this preference. Only religious organizations which are approved by the government, that is, in some cases, by the governor of the prefecture, or in some cases, by the Minister of Education, Culture, Sports, Science, and Technology. So only the religious organization approved by the government as a religious corporation can enjoy this preference. However, the requirements for the approval are not so hard. Actually, any religious organization which has a leader, a teaching, an organization, and a facility can get approval almost automatically. A religious corporation is exempt from taxes on any income from purely religious activities, that is, donation, collection, offering, and contribution, and also from the real estate taxation. In case a religious corporation got incomes from any activities which are not purely religious but are related to the religious activities, such as management of a hotel, a parking lot, a transportation trade, a printing company, a restaurant, a published company, a trade agency, a clinic, and so on, which belong to the temple and so on, the corporation should pay taxes with the preferred rate. The income tax rate, which is applied to a commercial company, is 30% of the net profit. However, the rate which is applied to the public service corporations, including a foundation, a hospital, an educational institution, a religious corporation, and so on, is 22%. Moreover, in case of a public service corporation, including religious corporation, it can systematically deduct 20% of the net income from non-religious activities, only by transferring that amount of money from the non-religious activities account to the religious activities account. Therefore, the actual tax rate which is applied to religious corporation is 17.6% of the net income coming from non-religious activities. And the last topic is an exceptional tax exemption to donators. Exceptional. In some very rare cases, persons can get tax credits, it means deduction, when the person contributes money for a religious corporation. However, in this case, the person should get a special permission by the Minister of Treasury in each case. According to the President, only in case that the person would like to donate to help the maintenance of a heritage which belongs to a religious organization, he or she can get a permission only in this kind of case. Excuse me. So in Japan, usually when a person wants to offer a large amount of money to a religious corporation, he or she should pay a big money, actually a half of the money, to the government as an income tax at first. Many Americans have pointed out that this is a defect in the system of taxation in Japan. However, today, the majority of the public opinion and of the statesmen in Japan think that even under the present system of taxation, that religious corporations can get sufficient resources, and that if we would permit the income tax deduction to all donations to the religious corporations, the country would lose huge amount of resources, we think. And so that we do not have to change the present system now. This is the average opinion in Japan, to my understanding. That's all. Thank you.